Chapter 51. The group continued its banter for a short while longer. The mood was light and jovial, and LP was enjoying his new collage of friends. Finally, he interrupted everyone and begged for their attention. "Is there some way to identify how the hex editor works and how the messages can be separated from the original file?" Atman looked at Case, who, after pausing for a moment in contemplation, said, "Let's just focus on one file and extract what's in it. We'll get those components or slices of data and then compile them into chronological order. This will at least give us a sense of the sequence and structure of any messages that might be embedded in the file."
"But what if we pick the wrong file?" Dion asked.
"Come on, Dion. Have a little faith," said Faith, winking at her, fully aware of the double entendre. Dion grinned at her, then quipped, "I mean, shouldn't we be trying to translate the Meow Mix song? Haven't cats been singing to us for ages? Maybe trying to lull us into giving them more kibble?"
"Let's work with what we know," Atman said, trying to deflect Dion's sarcasm.
"Yeah, I can start on that," LP offered. "Can you show me how to separate the files and contents?" he asked Case.
"Absolutely," he affirmed. "But to Dion's point, I misspoke, and it would probably have to be at least a dozen or so different files. If we divide up the work, we should be able to pick this stuff out quickly." With that, they broke into three groups: LP, who worked on his own, Case and Atman, and Faith and Dion. They started to pick through a handful of songs, including the following: Blackbird, The Beatles.
"We got to get out of this place," The Animals.
"Black Dog," Led Zeppelin.
"Shock the Monkey," Peter Gabriel.
"Peace Frog," The Doors.
"Wild Horses," The Rolling Stones.
"Butterfly," The Flaming Lips.
"Paper Tiger," Beck.
"Neon Tiger," The Killers.
"Raised by Wolves," U2.
"Zebra,"
Beach House.
"Hummingbird,"
Wilco.
"Pink Rabbits," The National.
"Snake Oil," The Foles.
"Superfast Jellyfish," The Gorillaz. About an hour later, they regrouped and shared their data and results. They took what they had and put all the bits of information into a single file. Eugene and Atman were then able to convert them to WAV files so that they could be listened to. The five of them gathered around the screen, where they looked at what's called a spectrolayer profile, something that shows all the frequencies of potential sound, especially those that couldn't be detected by the human ear, and they played what they had collected. There was nothing to hear. The anti-climax left everyone in the room deflated.
"Let's analyze the spectrum a little more closely," Atman said calmly. His professorial and professional tone seemed to reassure the others.
"Can you try something much higher in the upper range?" Case asked.
"I may have an idea about the frequency range and what it's trying to tell us. I've seen this before with some of the Amazonian species of birds that have calls well out of the range of human hearing. But when we take the signal and bring down the pitch a couple of octaves, we can hear what's happening."
"That's a great idea," Atman said. "All I have to do is this," he said.
He clicked a combination of keystrokes, and the shape of the signal changed downwards in a very obvious way.
"There, what's that?" LP asked, pointing to the screen as the WAV file played through.
"It sounds like a droning noise, but I can't make it out," Dion suggested, leaning in as well.
"It's obviously something that we've never heard before," Faith added, as she too leaned in to listen more intently.
"What you're hearing," Case stated, "is a drone of a bee, but it seems to have been structured in a way that, I can't believe I'm saying this, almost feels like some kind of Morse code."
"So someone is teaching insects stock trading tips?" Dion asked, smirking.
"Of course not," Atman said, chuckling warmly. "I think what Eugene is suggesting is that there's something structured in a way that might be seen as a form of communication."
"Am I hearing this right?" LP interjected. "We're listening to a code on a song that someone has planted there to communicate with insects."